This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The reason there's such a big crackdown on independent speech right now by Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and everybody else is because something big is coming. Something huge is probably going to happen before the end of this year. And I want to thank you for joining me today. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm one of the most censored independent voices on the internet today. My website, Natural News, was blacklisted by Google for 6 days, took us completely out of their search engine for no justifiable reason. They made up a fake technical reason that didn't exist, by the way, in order to justify it, but we exposed them for their lies. And now, you know, that was a couple months ago. Now Google is censoring not just conservative independent voices, and I'm not strictly a conservative independent voice, by the way. I'm more libertarian, but they're censoring conservatives. They're censoring also progressive voices. They've started censoring Alternet, which is sort of a left-leaning website. They've been censoring Democracy Now!, which is very much a progressive type of site. There's a bunch of them. I don't know who all is being censored, but basically it's anybody who is anti-establishment. So whether you're on the left of the spectrum or on the right or just an independent voice, you are being censored heavily. And Google is, which is a front for the CIA and the NSA, by the way, they're going all in for just the corporate-run media, which is fake news. I mean, every mainstream media organization gets a memo each morning. The memo tells them exactly what to say, exactly which words to use. For example, when Trump was visiting Hurricane Harvey victims in Houston, the next day, every news organization said that Trump lacked empathy. Well, that word empathy was given to them in a memo, and there's a daily memo that tells all these organizations exactly what to say. It is, in essence, anti-America media. It's globalist media run by a group of globalists who craft a message each day and tell all the organizations to use this language. So whether it's New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, NPR, Yahoo News, any of them, they're all fake news, CNN, and they're all repeating the same lies that have been engineered and scripted for them every day. They're fake news. The only real news in America today, real journalism, is independent media. And I'm one of the pioneers of independent media, and there are many, many others. There are many independent media websites that are doing fantastic work and, you know, all over the political spectrum. Now, I created a website called censored.news that collects all the real-time headlines, updated every few minutes, by the way, from the top, the most censored websites on the internet, which include websites like the National Sentinel, Daily Sheeple, Activist Post, SGT Report, plus Natural News, News Target, and a bunch of others. We are all heavily, heavily censored. So if you want to bypass Google, which is a good idea, go to censored.news. But back to my main point here, something major, major is being planned. Something huge. Now, I've talked about how Donald Trump was going to be blamed for the global market collapse or debt collapse that is in the works. It can't be avoided forever. It's going to happen. And they've got the perfect scapegoat now in the White House, Donald Trump, to blame for it all. And by the way, I predicted this immediately after his election. After he won last year, I published a couple of pieces, I believe, on Natural News and a couple of podcasts that said Donald Trump is going to be blamed for the market collapse, the market crash, that the globalists would conspire to make sure that the system crashed while he's in the White House, and then they can blame him. And to some extent, Trump himself has fallen for that trap by taking credit for the rising stock market that has happened since he took office. It's gone up like I don't know, what, 30% or some insane amount, you know, since he was inaugurated? It's a huge amount. But the trap is then that you can't get out of being blamed for the downturn when that happens as well. So this is all a trap. And Trump is walking right into this trap, unfortunately for him. Now, and I don't think the trap is unavoidable, but look, that's just one thing. A lot of people who, there are a lot of Christians out there who are paying attention now to Bible prophecy. A lot of end times predictions and signs in the heavens, like the total eclipse that recently happened, earthquakes and floods and, you know, biblical level stuff happening, like the Houston Hurricane Harvey thing. 1,000-year flood, it's being called now. 1,000 years. Well, you know, that's pretty biblical. But a lot of people who follow the end times, and I'm not saying that I'm not an expert in this area, and I'm not endorsing this conclusion. I'm just telling you what's popular out there is that something they say will happen on September 23rd. 9/23, for some reason, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the stars, the constellations, the Bible prophecy. I'm really not exactly sure. I'm kind of intrigued to look into it a little more and find out what people are so excited about. But everybody's saying, well, not everybody, lots of people are saying that 9/23 is the day. But I did see this one online preacher who said, but in the Jewish calendar system, 9/23 is actually what we would call the night of September 23rd through the day of September 24. So according to this person, 9/23 actually means what we call 9/24. So anyway, who knows? But the point is that a lot of people believe something weird is or major is going to happen on September 23rd or 24th. Now, I don't like to set specific dates like that because it's almost impossible to be right. Chances are nothing big is going to happen on September 23rd or 24th. Chances are. You know, I've seen all these dates in the past and everybody was freaking out about the Mayan calendar, like, I don't know, December 12th, 2012, and all these dates. And I said on the 2012 thing, by the way, I was on the record saying, don't get all excited about this. Nothing's going to happen on December 12th. And sure enough, nothing happened on December 12th. So don't believe all the date setting people who are, who sound pretty alarming. And sometimes they can have a pretty good argument about, you know, specific dates and numbers and numerology and so on. But most of it has not turned out to be correct at all. It's hard to predict the future, even when you're decent at it. And, you know, I've had a lot of success at big trends, like saying that, you know, crash is coming or that Trump is going to win, for example. I was right on the money about that. You know, I foresaw the dot-com crash, started warning about that in 1999. I publicly warned about the housing bubble crash before that happened. You know, I'm on the record. I've got articles published on Natural News well before the crash took place. But that's not prophecy. That's just research. You know, that's just doing the math. Because I don't turn to a crystal ball to tell you what's coming. I turn to, you know, data, analysis, facts, trends, projecting current events in the future. You know, being an intelligent, well-read person who understands the cycles of history. That's what I'm saying. And when you look at that, you know that we are approaching really a collapse kind of scenario for the United States of America. Probably a civil war, you know, or possibly a civil war. Very likely. Well, let me just lay out what I think is the most likely scenario here. And by the way, James Rickards has even put an article out there saying that Trump will be forced to reset the money supply, perhaps before the end of this year, maybe early next year. But Rickards, who was present in long-term capital management in 1997 when the end of the financial world almost took place, so he saw it all firsthand. He had a front row seat. He knows how this stuff works. And he says that Trump is going to have to get together with world leaders in the Western nations like the UK, France, and so on, and they're going to have to reset the dollar, the world global reserve currency. And they're going to have to recalibrate it to gold where it'll make gold worth $10,000 an ounce. And so he's really recommending that people buy gold. Now, I haven't dug into that issue much either. I don't yet understand how making gold $10,000 an ounce solves currency problems with the U.S. national debt. I'm not questioning Rickards. He's actually a very brilliant guy. I've read a couple of his books. He's very smart. I'm just saying I haven't personally looked into the details yet or followed the math yet, so I can't say that I endorse his view. But he is a very smart guy. So if you just want to trust smart people, trust Jim Rickards. He's a pretty smart guy. He's seen all this before. In any case, there's what I believe we're looking at is a scenario where a financial crisis does take place. Now, what triggers it is hard to say. A nuclear attack from North Korea could trigger it. You know, another natural disaster, a massive natural disaster that, let's say a coronal mass ejection event, a solar flare from the sun, takes down the power grid. That's a natural disaster. That would just devastate the U.S. economy and crash the markets and burst the bubble. So I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. There are many, many possibilities, including meteor strikes, you know, space weather events, right? Because weather is not just limited to Earth. There's weather in space, all kinds of electromagnetic phenomena taking place, obviously. Otherwise, we wouldn't be alive, right? Because of sunlight. So there's a lot of space weather, a lot of things that can happen, you know, like comets and asteroids and meteors. And I mean, come on, a giant meteor wiped out the dinosaurs, right? It caused one of the great mass extinction events in the history of our planet. That's mainstream science. So don't think this is a tinfoil hat episode. This is stuff that's happened before in history. I mean, and there are super volcanoes like Yellowstone and others all around the world. And there are fault lines like the New Madrid fault line and the San Andreas fault line and so on. So anyway, I don't know what the catalyst is going to be, but the result, this is the point I'm trying to get to. The result is going to be mass social chaos that immediately follows a financial collapse. So when the government runs out of money, or not really runs out, when the government can no longer engage in transactions because of a massive financial infrastructure failure, what it means is that 50 million Americans don't get their food stamps, almost 50 million. Because Obama tried to put as many people on food stamps as possible. It might be more like 47 or 48 million, but it's up there. They don't get their food stamps. And all the government workers don't get their paychecks. And all the government benefits don't get paid out. And the government-run healthcare system, you know, Medicaid at the state level and Medicare nationally and Obamacare, that thing grinds to a halt. All of a sudden, the national economy stops functioning. And you're going to get massive riots spilling out into the streets. You're going to get all these radical left-wing terror groups like Antifa and Red Guards Austin. And who else? Redneck Revolt. That's another one. It's a radical left-wing group. And they're all communists. And they all run around with AK-47s slung over their shoulders. And they can't wait for a chance for them to try to do a communist takeover of America. So they're going to spill out into the streets and start killing people who are conservatives, Christians, white people, heterosexuals, who they call cisgenders. So if you're a cisgender, they think you're evil now, and they can't wait to kill you. This is the way they operate. They're insane, totally insane. If you're a Trump supporter, they're going to try to murder you. And so this is going to cause, of course, a civil war, because there are going to be a lot of, you know, patriotic, just law-abiding Americans, and there are over 100 million guns in this country. You know, everything from returning veterans with battle rifles to, you know, little old ladies who have concealed carry permits with a Glock 19. You know, they got 15 rounds of 9mm ammo to pump into some Antifa terrorist that's threatening them. You know what I mean? With a baseball bat with nails spiked into it. So you're going to get, believe it or not, you're going to get an actual war in the streets. Might be worse in some cities than others, of course. Like Berkeley is going to go insane. Right? The more left-wing the city, the more insane it goes. And, you know, all these inner cities like Detroit, you know, Chicago. Chicago's a war zone right now. Even before the stuff hits the fan. Just imagine what Chicago is going to be like when there are no police, no government salaries, no law enforcement anymore, no emergency services, no food stamp money, no government paychecks, basically. And the state is broke too. The state of Illinois is bankrupt. So think about that. No federal money and no state money. Absolute total chaos. Just gangbangers running loose all over the city of Chicago or Detroit or Baltimore for that matter, or, you know, Washington, D.C., come to think of it. You know, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Houston, Phoenix, Seattle. You're just going down the list. War zones everywhere. Miami, war zone. Absolute war zone. So these are some of the scenarios that are very, very likely to happen. I'm just giving you a heads up. I hope you're prepared. I hope you're ready. And I hope if it comes to it, you're willing to fight for your country, to literally fight to defend your nation, your land, your communities, your republic, to defend democracy, to defend your life, your private property. Remember, if the left wins, they'll put communism in place. They'll take all the private property. There is no private property under communism. They'll take your house. They'll take your ranch. They'll take your business. They'll take your bank account. They'll take everything from you and call it justice. If you don't want that to happen, be prepared to fight to defend your nation, because it looks like it may very well come to that. You can hear more about all of this or read more at civilwar.news or check out my primary website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.